Welcome to Finish Well, the podcast that helps you silence discouragement and chase the dream on your heart rooted in faith. I've been thinking about something a lot recently. There's a verse in the Bible that says, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." And it made me ask, where's the balance here? Because I've seen both extremes. I've seen people live completely day to day, no structure, no direction, and they call it faith. They say God will provide. And yes, he will, but faith doesn't mean neglecting wisdom. Then on the other side, I've seen people plan everything down to the last detail and call it wisdom. But a lot of the time, what's driving that is really out of anxiety. They plan to avoid uncertainty, and that's not peace either. So I want to dig into what the Bible actually says about this, because I don't believe God's desire for us is to float through life unprepared or to live in constant tension, trying to control it all. I believe he calls us to plan with wisdom and rest with trust. When Jesus said, "Do not worry about tomorrow," he wasn't saying, "Don't prepare or don't care." He was saying, "Don't live from fear." Planning from fear says, "I have to hold everything together. It's all on me." And planning from faith says, "I'll do my part and trust God with the rest." And the Bible actually speaks a lot about the value of preparation. Proverbs 21:5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead to profit, as surely as haste leads to poverty." That's not a warning, that's wisdom. Proverbs 21:20 says, "The wise store up choice food and oil, but fools gulp theirs down." And that's foresight, being prepared for what's ahead. And Proverbs 27:12 says, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and suffer for it." So planning isn't a lack of faith, it's actually evidence of wisdom. God values structure, he values stewardship, and planning is one of the ways we partner with him to bring order into the world he's entrusted us to manage. Planning gives peace when it's done from the right posture. Because when you plan, you bring order to what's been entrusted to you. You're saying, "I take this seriously enough to prepare for it." So it's not about control, it's about clarity. Most people don't realize how much peace comes from simply having direction. When your days have structure, you don't wake up reacting. You wake up leading your own life. And that matters to God. He's a God of order, not confusion. So if your life feels chaotic, the solution isn't to trust more and do nothing. It's to invite him into the process and ask for wisdom to plan well. But there's a fine line between being prepared and being driven by fear. If your peace depends on every plan working out perfectly, that's not trust, that's control. You can always tell the difference by how your heart feels. If you're planning from fear, you'll feel tight in your chest and restless and anxious. If you're planning from peace and confidence in the Lord, you'll feel grounded, clear, and present. God doesn't want you to stop planning. He just wants you to stop caring at all. He never said, "Don't think about tomorrow." He said, "Don't worry about tomorrow," because he knows the outcome belongs to him. And this is where most people get stuck. They either find contentment by not planning, thinking it's more spiritual to let go and let God, or they find contentment in a plan that goes perfectly. But neither of those are true contentment. Real contentment is this: I'm prepared, but I'm at peace even if it changes. You can plan for the week. You can plan for your future. You can save and organize and strategize and still hold it all loosely. Because your contentment isn't in the plan. It's in the planner. When God is your foundation, your peace doesn't collapse when plans shift. So what does this actually look like in daily life? Start small. Plan your week, not just to control it, but to create space for peace and clarity. When you write things down, you make room for margin. You stop living in constant reaction mode. Pray about your week ahead. Ask God, "What matters most this week? What do you want me to focus on?" Then build structure around that. Maybe that means setting aside time to rest. Maybe it means working on that goal you've been avoiding. Maybe it's just getting organized so your mind can breathe. Because peace doesn't just happen. It's built through intention. And that's why it's so important to invite God into everything, into your structure, into your week, into your business, into your life. And let's get even more practical for a second. Planning with peace doesn't just mean having a to-do list. It means building a system that supports the kind of life God's called you to live. If you want more peace, your habits have to protect that peace. That could look like setting a rhythm for your week where you actually account for the things that matter most. Your health, your prayer time, your family, your rest. If you don't plan for it, the world will fill that space for you. This is where I think a lot of people confuse faith with being passive. They wait for life to feel peaceful instead of creating environments where peace can grow. Faith doesn't mean sitting back and hoping. Faith means stepping forward with intention and trusting that God will meet you there. So maybe planning for you looks like budgeting intentionally, setting work boundaries, or creating time blocks where you can be fully present for your business, for your family, or your health. None of that means you're trying to control life. It means you're honoring it because God can't bless chaos. He blesses stewardship. Planning creates the foundation for his peace to rest on. When you build rhythms that reflect what you value most, you start to live with alignment, and alignment always produces peace. I mean, when you're aligned with the Creator and good, strong values. So if you've been praying for peace, maybe it's time to stop asking for it and start planning for it. For me personally, I've learned that planning with God doesn't make life predictable, but it makes it peaceful. I've had seasons where my plans fell apart completely, and yet, because I stayed connected to Him, I still felt anchored. And other times, I've had plans succeed exactly the way I hoped and realized that peace didn't come from the success. It came from the surrender that happened along the way. And you often don't get that perspective until you're through it. So it's usually in hindsight. That's what it means to plan with wisdom and rest and trust. You're faithful with what's in your hands, but your heart stays free. So if you've been living day to day without clarity or structure, this is your invitation to start planning, not out of control, not out of fear, but out of faith that God can lead you in it. Take time this week to sit down and plan your days, plan your future. Ask Him for vision, ask Him for wisdom, and then take action. Write things down, make lists, create systems. Plan your week intentionally so you're not constantly reacting to life. You're leading it. Because peace doesn't come from ignoring tomorrow. It comes from preparing for it with a heart that trusts God for the outcome. Plan with diligence, rest with trust, and build a life that reflects both wisdom and peace. And finish well.